Part 13, Chapter 9. Johnny protested a little at not heeding his instincts earlier. He had felt some presence. That was the worst part of wearing air masks. It denied one's sense of smell, and he could smell it now. Despite the cold air and the rust motes, Johnny could smell a cyclo. He rose cautiously, holding the gun, and backed toward his plane to get a bit more distant. A cyclo was pretty strong stuff, not only to smell, but to deal with in any wrestling match. He recalled having to wait for Thor before he could approach within arm's length of Tyrrell. Cyclos could crush one with ease. Which cyclo was this? Did he know him? Zit, pressed up against the skin, was trying to keep from vomiting with contempt and disgust. Only what it would do to his breathe mask prevented him. It wasn't the blast gun shots. Yes, those that hit had bruised him and thrown him back, and a few feet closer, they might have disabled him. It was his own reaction to change. Here he had been in abject funk, and all the while, it was only the animal. Tyrrell's animal. A surge of hatred and fury followed his nausea. He almost emerged from the recess and plowed straight in. But a blast gun stung. And the dumb twit didn't even have it on penetration, only on blast. Typical. That this animal had subjected him to such terror, he could not forgive. Why, he had nearly killed it once on the tractor with a remote. He really should have killed it. He should have taken a blast rifle out that day. Who would have noticed in all that fire? Nothing but the animal. A puny, soft, undersized, slug-white, stupid animal had scared him like that. He quivered with rage. His nausea faded. Desire for information overrode his kill lust at this moment. Maybe this was some new plot of Tyrrell's. Damn Tyrrell! Zit got himself under control enough to speak.
Did Tyrrell send you?